Jelly Roll takes over the cover of Billboard. Tyler Posey and Amber Riley talk about their love lives. We take you on tour with Shania Twain. Machine Gun Kelly loses it on set over Megan Fox. And we look back at 2009's Songs of the Summer. Happy Thursday, y'all. It's June 1st. I'm Tetris Kelly, and this is Billboard News. We've got a lot to talk about, starting with our latest cover star, Jelly Roll.
First thing I want to touch on about my child, my juvenile charge is this. People could have got hurt, and I, by the grace of God, thankfully, nobody did, because we were young and reckless. And I think about that all the time. I never want to minimize the nature of the seriousness of that crime. I do want to emphasize, though, that I was a 15, 16-year-old child. I had yet to hit any kind of real puberty. I hadn't hit my last growth spurt at that point. I was 6 inches smaller than I would end up being, or 7 inches in life in general. I mean, just in physical. So think of the mental growth. You know, they say the brain doesn't develop until you're 25. I was almost a decade behind that. And I was charged as an adult. Years before I could buy a beer, lease an apartment, get a pack of cigarettes. I missed all of these things, but I was treated as an adult. I missed all of my high school years. I didn't get my GED until I was in jail the third or fourth time in my 20s. So you're like, what else do you do? By then, you're kind of driven to the streets. You know, I feel like the justice system at that point kind of parked me in my only set path. And to this day, as a 38, 39-year-old man, I was just turned down a house because the community wouldn't let me be a part of the golf course because of my felony. You imagine changing your life in such a way that you can afford the kind of house in this community I was looking at to be accepted. My money was welcome, but I wasn't.
Billboard is coming to Nashville June 7th, and you already know what that means. It's gonna be a party, baby. Get your tickets now, and we'll see you there.
Love is in the air, so we gotta talk about it. Some of your faves are talking getting engaged and calling it off. Let me break it down for you. Tyler Posey popped the question to his new fiancé and constant collaborator, Phim, last Valentine's Day. He proposed in Cambria, California, which he said is Phim's favorite place. He told People, "We spend every Valentine's Day there, so it only felt perfect to do it there." The pair plan on tying the knot in October, but haven't set a specific date. In the meantime, they can enjoy his new album, Unravel, he just dropped, which features vocals from his fiance. While their engagement is fresh and happy, Amber Riley is talking about her previous engagement she called off. When talking about her relationship with Deshaun Black, she told EXO Nicole, "People break up, it happens. When it was good, it was good. When it was bad, it was terrible, honey. I had to get the fuck up out of there." But she's found new love with a new boo, which she posted about on Valentine's Day. She told the mag, "The breakup was never going to stop me from finding love, or at least trying.
You will always be my boo."
We love love over here at Billboard, so we are in full support. Summer is just getting started, and while we don't know the song of the summer yet, let's take a look back at 2009.
15 years later, our first artist is still on top of the world, but it was one of her early hits that made it into our top five. Taylor Swift comes in at number 5 with You Belong With Me. We swing the pendulum the other way with the next song on the list, From Pop Country to Rap. Coming in at number 4, Drake's Best I Ever Had.
I say you the fucking best, you the fucking best, you the fucking best, you the fucking best, you the best I ever had.
Carrie Hilson had a huge hit on her hands when she brought in some big names to join her on her debut album. Her song Knock You Down, featuring Kanye West and Neo, comes in at number 3. In 2009 was the year of the Black Eyed Peas. Their huge hit Boom Boom Pow lands at number 2 from their 5th studio album, END.
That boom boom, how to beat bang.
I like that boom boom pow, them chickens jacking my style.
And the number 1 song, the 2009 Song of the Summer, also belongs to the Black Eyed Peas. You know it already from Two Little Notes, I Got a Feeling had us fist pumping and jumping up and down to the electronic beat the second it came on.
Here we come, here we go, we gotta rock, 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 rock. Easy come, easy go.
Do you remember these? Which one had you dancing away the hot summer days of 2009?
Now, we don't always talk about movies around here, but when musicians are the stars and they're causing drama, well, we gotta break it down.
He was super bummed about me asking if I could put my fingers in Megan Fox's mouth, and I knew she was right there. And he just went ballistic.
Dyson Ritter shared an intense run-in he had with Machine Gun Kelly on the set of Johnny and Clyde. I'll keep you my dirty little secret. You may remember Dyson Ritter as the frontman of the 2000s band, the All-American Rejects, but the musician-turned-actor stopped by the Tuna on Toast podcast to recount the intense moment with MGK. It all started when Dyson wanted to run an idea about his and Megan Fox's characters by the actress.
So I go over
Spoiler
there.
Spoiler alert!
Yeah, so I go over there, and there's her man in there with her name, this Coulson guy, who you know as,
yes.
as Machine Gun Kelly.
Yes.
I call him Pistol Pete.
One of the plot points in the film is Megan's character teasing Dyson's character about putting a finger in her mouth.
I was like, hey, Megan, you know, I wanted to talk to you about this moment where, you know, when you die, because you've been teasing putting my fingers in your mouth, that when you're dead, I put my fingers in your mouth.
According to the actor, that's when MGK allegedly lost it.
It kind of went maniac mode, and I was like, I think the whole experience for me was like, what the actual fuck is
right.
happening?
Spokespeople for Fox and MGK have not returned requests for comment, but you can catch Megan and Dyson and Johnny and Clyde out now. But before I let you go, I gotta talk Shania Twain. She is killing it on tour. Shania Twain is on the road with her Queen of Me tour, and Billboard dropped into her Hollywood Bowl date to say giddy up. It was like we woke up into a dream as the country queen entered the bowl through the crowd with a bop from her bombastic new album. She looked flawless in a bodysuit and even rode a motorcycle. She ran through all of her hits, new and old, as the crowd sang along. I died when she played my favorite song, Honey, I'm Home. I mean, look at her background singers. Honey, I'm home and hair And after performing That Don't Impress Me Much, the icon let us know her wardrobe was from the original Man I Feel Like a Woman music video. And she's giving it a second life. You don't want to miss this tour. Tickets are on sale now. That's it for today. Come back tomorrow for your Friday Music Guide, and we break down the songs having a resurgence thanks to TikTok. I'm Tetris Kelly, and this is Billboard News.